Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach, is reminding persons that COVID-19 is still circulating and they should exercise caution while attending activities being staged during the carnival celebrations.
We're going into the carnival season, you know, all the new songs are out. There's one by James E.P. which says, life is a privilege. I think we all appreciate that much more over the last 2 years, that life is definitely a privilege which we need to cherish, and we need to do our part in terms of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which will be exercise, healthy diet, moderation in terms of alcohol, moderation in terms of smoking, and making sure that you have all the preventative measures in place, mask use, sanitizing, space, and vaccinate. Make sure you have all of your vaccinations. Your tetanus shot is up to date, your MMR, your hepatitis, your yellow fever if you're traveling, and also your COVID. We are still weighing the advantages and the disadvantages, what is necessary. Because as you know, when we had the restrictions on mass gatherings and all of that, there were a lot of persons who just never complied. And even though we shouldn't say, okay, well, it's no sense, we also have to consider that no matter how much you urge persons and how many restrictions you put in place, persons are going to have to be responsible for their own actions.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, 3 deaths from COVID-19 were reported on Thursday, bringing the death toll there to 3,922. The number of new cases reported from samples taken between Monday and Wednesday was 397. And the Trinidad and Tobago Health Ministry's COVID-19 update said the 3 people who died were middle-aged women with comorbidities including diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, neurological disease, and cancer. Since March 2020, there have been 162,187 cases of COVID-19 in Trinidad and Tobago and 149,355 recoveries. The total number of active cases in the country is 8,910. In the international arena, in the United States, the White House said on Thursday that COVID-19 vaccination shots for the youngest Americans could begin as soon as June 21st. The vaccination program for children younger than 5 would come more than 18 months after vaccines were first authorized for adults. Dr. Anisha Jha, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, laid out a timetable for authorization of vaccines for children younger than 5 during an afternoon news briefing yesterday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's vaccine advisors will review data submitted by Pfizer and Moderna during a meeting on June 14th and 15th, and the agency will then decide whether to authorize the vaccines for emergency use. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.